Heart-centric Waikiki, as captured by our Americas correspondent, Michelle Winner. Michelle is Hawaiian-born, but lives on the mainland. Recently, she returned to Honolulu for a family event, and while there, checked out a new hotel in the centre of Waikiki, the Hyatt-centric, which turned out to be run by an Aussie who styled himself as the Vegemite chef, who is actively engaged in the local cultural traditions.
Well, good morning. We're back at the Hyatt-centric Waikiki Beach with General Manager Charles Young, who's joining us today to talk a little bit about the hotel, about the special Hawaiian programs he's got here, which are really quite incredible, and his role here. It's a pretty great story, and it's a pretty impressive hotel. So, Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'd like to know a little bit about you. As general manager?
Well, there's not much to tell. No, I'm just joking. I went through the entire process of building this hotel, and what is unique about this hotel is it was formerly an office tower, and it was actually designed and created by an Aussie back in the 1980s. And so what's unique about this building is it has round windows like a cruise ship. And it's very, very unique. So it was an office building which we've converted into a 230-room hotel. And it's given this building a new lease of life. And what they've done to this building is quite extraordinary and outstanding. They've basically built it with walls and beams, and I filled it with love and dreams. And so the building continues to thrive and prosper, and we're very, very excited about the hotel itself. And, I've been here right from the beginning, right from when the construction, demolition, all the way through up into the opening, soft opening on December the 8th, and then the grand opening on January the 19th. And it's been an incredible success story. And in fact, we just won an award for the development of property of the year for 40,000 square feet or more. If you look at longitude and latitude of Waikiki, we literally are the central building in Waikiki. So we are centrally located, which is what Hyatt Centric's all about, is being in the center of the city or the town that it's in. The Centric motto is basically being a hub or a base camp in the middle of the action, and then we want everyone to get out and explore. So we want the explorers and guests to come in and experience what Waikiki has and what Hawaii has, which it's so beautiful and rich in all of its history. And there is so much here that, I saw that, embraced that with Ho'opa, which is our partners, Manly and also Pam. And, they have a cultural program that happens from Sunday through to Thursday, from 5 until 6 every day, where they then educate all the guests that come and stay here and any people that come in from other hotels about the history. And, you can learn anything from ukulele to blowing a conch shell to making a lei to the Hawaiian alphabet. And also the petroglyphs and everything, and learning all about the history of Hawaii. And they have formulated a program very unique to our hotel, And then at the same time, we Ollie every day with my management team, Monday through Fridays at 10 a.m. every day. And we had an Ollie or a chant, basically welcoming all of the people to Hawaii and welcoming our guests and explaining to them about the beauty of this hotel and of Hawaii. And that, you know, if there's anything that you ever need, that we're here for you to take care of you, et cetera. And that's what this Ollie is all about. It's very, very rich and spiritual, and I chant it every day with all my management team and anyone else that wants to join in and chant it with us.
And I noticed you are also the Pukani. Explain to our listeners what that means.
Well, the Pukani is the conch shell, and so we started off with two conch shell, and you clear the way, so you blow it to all four sides of the universe, and so I have another Pukani as well that blows to the east and the west, and then I blow to the south and the east, and so the Pukani, I blow the shell, the conch shell, and taught myself how to do it, and because it was very meaningful to me that it's a big part of the Hawaiian culture, and so I wanted to learn how to do that and lead by example. And so we do that as well as part of the chant, prior to the chant, letting everyone know about something spectacular is going to happen. And it's fun, and my day is not complete until I've blown the conch shell and have chanted the Ollie, and then my day can begin.
I noticed how it changes people. It changes the visitors sitting in the lobby.
Yes, it does.
And your staff.
Yeah, and my staff. Yes, it's something which they all look forward to doing. At the beginning, it was because there's a lot of words to learn. At the beginning, it was quite a chore, mm-hmm. and a lot of them were saying it was the most difficult part of their job was to learn this Ollie. But their persistence was wonderful and a testament to them of their perseverance and them also embodying and embracing the Hawaiian culture and knowing that this is very meaningful. And so it's the team. My whole team has taken this on as well. So if you come and stay in the hotel, you will see how all of the employees and the managers embrace the culture and embrace the hospitality in this hotel. And I mean, we were just looking at TripAdvisor today, and we actually are ranked fourth out of 84. So within four short months, here we are ranked 4 out of 84 hotels in Waikiki. That's and in Honolulu.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. It's a testament incredible. To all of the employees and my staff here. And if you go online, you'll see that there's a lot of number five. 72% is fives. So it's incredible.
Now, I've noticed you have a little bit of a Hawaiian pigeon accent.
Yes, it's my Aussie accent. Yes, I've lost a lot of it from living in the U.S. for quite a few years. But yes, I am an Aussie. I was raised in Australia, in Adelaide. And I call Australia home still. But my family's still there. But now I'm living and working here in beautiful Hawaii. I enjoy seeing so many Aussies and meeting so many Aussies when they come to Hawaii and for that brief part of their life, hoping to create memorable experiences for them that they'll be able to take back to Australia. And then I know the Aussies travel a lot and then continue to come back to Hawaii and continue to stay at the hotel and knowing the kind of levels of service that we provide, it's a no-brainer.
I'll tell you to our listeners in Australia, you will love this hotel. And Graham, our show host, who is based in Melbourne, he would love it. So, Graham, come and see Charles. I just had a couple more questions about the garment that you and your staff were wearing. I know that it represents some very deep things, more than just wearing something. Could you explain the kihei to us, please?
Yeah, we have our own unique kihei that was created and developed by Manly from Ho'opa for us. And he had created an insignia on it. And what it is the Kaiona bird that's flying above us, which is basically emulating what we're all about, where we're the beacons of hospitality and that we're the guiding lights for all of the people that come to stay here. In other words, we're here for you. We can answer any questions you want, help you get to your destinations, etc. And then you have the mountain ranges, which is what Hawaii is known for, basically formed through volcanoes. And then there's our logo, which is in the middle of it, in the center of Waikiki. So right in the heart of the action, right in the middle. Then you have the ocean, which is basically Waikiki. So coming from the mountains down through to the ocean, that's pretty much what Hawaii is all about. It's very mountainous, and then you always are surrounded by ocean, so that's why the ocean is always at the bottom.
To the sea,
exactly. And that is what our little insignia that Manly created. And it's on our orange. It's an orange color because that is the hero color of this hotel. That is our color that's on our logos and things like that. It's also important to us because it's the sunrise, the sunset. It's the beginning and the end of every day, and you get that orange color from that. And on that, with the colors, talk about the colors of Hawaii. We've infused the colors of Hawaii into our hotel in many, many small little undertones, etc. You know, and we start off with the red, which is the lava, which is the creation of the Hawaiian Islands, right? And then we get into the orange, and that's, as I just said, it was the sunrise and the sunset and everything in between. And then you get to the yellow, and the yellow is the sun and the sand, which is very bountiful throughout Hawaii. And then you get into the green, which is the lushness of the rainforest and the vegetation, where everyone gets out and hikes in, down, around, and through all of the rainforest as well. And then you get into the blue, and that is the sky and the ocean, which surround these beautiful Hawaiian islands. So everyone gets out and enjoys the water for some reason and the blue skies, because there's plenty of blue skies right around here. And then if you layer it all on top of each other, you get a rainbow. And there's always plenty of rainbows around. With all the sunshine and the rain, creates these stunning, stunning rainbows, more rainbows than I've ever seen in my life, all
that's
here
right.
in Hawaii. So that's the colors of Hawaii, or what I call it, and we've infused that into our hotel as well.
I just want to thank you for taking the time to explain what you're doing here and your invite to have some people come and stay and experience it for themselves. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate your time and the exposure to the Aussie market. Also did a fun little YouTube video called The Vegemite Chef. And so you know, it's out there and for people to look at. It talks a little bit about the hotel and about you know, Vegemite being unique to Australia. So I apologize to those that don't like Vegemite, but I was raised on Vegemite. And in the movie, I basically talk about the things you can put with Vegemite that make it even better, right? So you can put in the cheddar cheese, you can put in cream cheese, and then there's also a banana, right, that you can add to Vegemite. Create Vegemite bites where you slice it up and have a little bite. So trying to educate my American friends, et cetera, all about Vegemite, and they don't like it, but I love it. So it's always a talking point, and Vegemite is such an icon and a staple in Australia that I wanted to do something about that. So if you want to go on and check it out, go on to YouTube and Vegemite Chef and or click onto our Instagram on our website, and you'll see a little part of it right there as well. So yeah, I'm the Vegemite Chef, also known as the General Manager.
Oh my gosh. Well, you are a character, and that's the beauty of it. You're a very open person. Tell us the website.
Waikiki Beach. .centric.hyatt.com or you can simply go on to HyattCentricWaikikiBeach.com.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.